So as most everyone knows, this year Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. So when it falls on Shabbos, we postpone the fast until Sunday. So there are a few differences, and I get asked a lot this year about what are the differences between Tisha B'Av this year and Tisha B'Av other years. So for the next 5, 6 minutes, I'd like to just go over some of the differences in halacha. Now, first of all, just in a general sense, it's a little more lenient. There's a sheet of Rav Kiva Eiger. The Poskim do discuss that we know that generally a pregnant woman fasts on Tisha B'Av unless the doctor feels otherwise or unless she's feeling very sick and a Rav says she doesn't have to. But Tisha B'Av is a more severe fast than, let's say, Shavuos B'Tammuz. And the standard halacha is that a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, does fast. There are some opinions that hold that this year they don't have to. Now, the standard halacha is that they do fast. That they do begin the fast. However, it's definitely more lenient, and therefore, if a pregnant woman is fasting and she's not feeling well, she should consult a Rav. It's definitely more lenient than other years. But again, like I said, in general, everyone who would fast other years should fast this year. Just when it comes to breaking the fast, Rabbanim are a little more lenient. You have to speak to your Rav. So some of the halachas are like this. When it comes to Shabbos, Rav Saroy Deblitzky Zatzal, who recently passed away, a big tzaddik, big mekubel, he actually has a whole sefer where he discusses the laws of Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. He does say that there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah whether any element of mourning applies this Shabbos. The general consensus is that this Shabbos is a regular Shabbos, and we don't do any forms of mourning because we don't want to do something that's a public display of mourning is usher on Shabbos. That's why even amongst Hasidim, they don't sing the Licha Dodi. I know that the minig amongst some Ashkenazim is to sing it to the tune of Alei Tzion. The minig amongst many Hasidim is not to because they feel that that's a form of public mourning, which we don't do. But again, as a general, the general rule is, not to get too much on a side point, the general rule is that this Shabbos is treated like any other Shabbos. You have Shabbos meals, you sing Zmiris. The Ramah holds that that a husband and wife shouldn't live together. The Shabbos, he holds that there is some elements of mourning privately. Now, for those halachas, obviously speak to Rav, that's not for now. But the concept is that according to the Ramah, there is an element of mourning. So Rav Saroy Deblitzky does bring down that this Shabbos should be treated like any other Shabbos, but certain things, if it's completely unnecessary, if you don't do it every Shabbos, maybe you should avoid. So if you have someone that doesn't necessarily take a nice long Shabbos walk on Shabbos, and this year they decide they should, they want to, maybe not. I was asked by someone, he wanted to have his child's birthday party on Shabbos. That's probably not the best thing in the world, because although we don't do anything differently this year, because it is a regular Shabbos, but to do something out of the ordinary, you don't normally have a big party on Shabbos this year to do it, probably not the best. But some of the halachas apply like this. The final meal before Tisha B'Av is called the Sudim Hafsekas. It has special requirements. The purpose of the Sudim Hafsekas is to begin the mourning process and to start thinking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's prohibited to eat meat and drink wine during the Sudim HaFsekas. Now, although the minig is not to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days, during this meal it's aser. It's not just a custom, it's aser. In addition, one may eat only one type of cooked food, so that the meal should not be, considered too honorable and too chashiv, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And the custom is for the Sudim HaFsekas to consist only of bread, cold hard boiled eggs and water. That's the common custom, that the last meal before Tisha B'Av, you sit on the floor, you eat a little hard boiled egg dipped in ashes, and you eat some bread. Now, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, as it does this year, the Sudim Hafsekas is Shal Shudas. So it does not have those restrictions. You could eat meat, you could drink wine, if that's what you normally do. You could have as many cooked dishes as you want. Now, and you could even sing Zmiris. Now, some say that if you're not accustomed to having a big Sudim, a Shal Shudis, maybe you shouldn't this year, but definitely you could have a standard Shal Shudis, and if you normally sing Zmiris by Shal Shudis, that's completely allowed. Now, this is very important for people to understand. The beginning, the time where you're not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av begins by sunset, which means in New York, I believe it's 8:21 this year, which means you have to stop eating by Shkia, by sunset, by 8:21. Even though it's Shabbos, people have to be very careful because the average Shal Shudis goes way past sunset. This year, you have to stop eating by 8:21. You have to stop eating by sunset. So Shal Shudis has to be done before then. Now, that although you're not allowed to eat, you still don't do any other of the restrictions on Tisha B'Av, meaning you still should be wearing leather shoes. You don't take off the leather shoes because it's still Shabbos. So what a lot of shuls do is they'll do, you have to daven mincha early. You do shal shadis yourself earlier. 8:21 in New York, you stop eating, but you still wear leather shoes till Shabbos is over. I think according to many calendars, Shabbos is over at 9:03. You'll follow your zmanim. The second Shabbos is over, you take off your Shabbos shoes, you put on the Tisha B'Av shoes, you say Baruch Hamavdim in Kodesh L'chol, and you say Baruch Hamavdim and change your shoes. Okay, so now learning Tisha B'Av in general is usher, obviously, except for the portions and topics which are relevant to Tisha B'Av in the morning, that's Shulchan Aruch brings down. Again, not for now. Well, what's considered allowed? Chassidus might be allowed, Musar might be allowed, the Gemara's in the Gemara's dealing with the Churban might be allowed. Fine. Now, we know that in general, so the question is like this. This year, Shabbos is really Tisha B'Av, and it's postponed. So the question is, are you allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos? So many Paiskim hold that on Shabbos afternoon, you're not allowed to learn any sections of the Torah that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, meaning that on Shabbos, from the afternoon to Shabbos, you're not allowed to learn Torah. That's the opinion of the Ramah in Tuf Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Beis. Now, according to the Ramah, that would mean Pirkei Avos is not said. That's when the Shabbos says that. According to the Ramah, from Shabbos afternoon and on, it's prohibited to learn Torah other than this parts of Torah that you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. While some Paiskim hold that since eating meat and drinking wine is permissible, learning Torah is also permissible. So the Taz, he writes, he brings down both opinions, and he basically says that if you want to be lenient, you definitely have what to rely on. So it's a shaila, but I think the common custom is to be lenient. Now, an important halacha to remember, this is the Netzach Gavriel talks about this, that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and it's postponed until Matzah Shabbos. You can't prepare for Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare for Matzah Shabbos, a hachana. Therefore, you can't bring copies of Eicha, Kinnis, or stools to the shul on Shabbos, because that would be pretty clear that you're doing hachana. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the customary Havdalah is not set on Matzah Shabbos. This is what happens. Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, you say Baruch Hamavim Kodesh L'chol, and everyone goes to shul. And in shul, they daven Ma'ariv, and then after Ma'ariv, they make a Bari Ma'ariv, just a Bari Ma'ariv, no, obviously no drinking wine, and obviously no besamim, just Bari Ma'ariv. The bracha should be said after Ma'ariv again, before Eicha. If you forgot to say it before Eicha, you could say it any time during the night. This is important for women. If a lot of women are not going to shul, they should know to say Bari Ma'ariv at home. The bracha b'sam is not done. Which means Sunday night, when Tisha B'Av is over, then you make a regular havdalah, except no fire and no b'sam. So just by Priya Gofen and Hamavdil. Now, generally, there is a shaila of whether on the average Matzei Tisha B'Av, do you make havdalah on wine, or do we say that wine is prohibited on Matzei Tisha B'Av, as I'll explain in a moment, and you should only drink what's called Chamar Medina, which could be beer, orange juice, potentially. So the average Tisha B'Av, there's a debate. Some make the Havdalah on wine, and some make the Havdalah on orange juice. This year, Vosner holds that this year everyone agrees you can make it on wine, because this year it's postponed. But again, that's you have to ask your Rav. Some make it on wine, others make it on orange juice. I think this year, the average person, you could definitely make it on wine. You have it to rely on. That's the opinion of Vosner. The last halacha I want to mention is like this. The Gemara tells us that Beis HaMikdash continued burning until sunset of the 10th of Av. Therefore, the restrictions of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, they apply till the noon after Tisha B'Av. Meaning, if Tisha B'Av is Monday, then some halachas continue until Tuesday afternoon. Therefore, you can't eat meat or drink wine until the afternoon after Tisha B'Av. Bathing, haircuts, washing clothes, music is also prohibited. Like I said, Havdalah is a shaila, but the average Tisha B'Av, let's say Tisha B'Av is Monday, that means Monday night after Tisha B'Av, you still can't eat meat, can't drink wine, can't bathe, can't haircuts, washing clothes, music, all these things are usher until afternoon of the next day. The question is, this year, when Tisha B'Av is postponed, what is the halacha? So Rav Shimon Eider, he writes the following, I'll quote you exactly what he says. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is postponed until Sunday, as is the case this year, eating meat and drinking wine is permissible Monday morning. On Sunday evening, however, is prohibited. Since the day was spent in mourning, it is not proper to assume conduct of simcha, eating meat and drinking wine, immediately after it is over. Meaning, except the second Sunday night this year, you still can't eat meat and you still can't drink wine. Drinking wine, maybe for Havdalah, might be allowed, but to stam drink wine and to eat meat is not allowed Sunday night. Bathing, washing clothes, and haircuts are permissible Sunday evening. So according to the Paiskim, you're allowed to bathe, wash clothes, and get haircuts Sunday night. The second Tisha B'Av is over, it's allowed. Music is not permitted until the morning. However, Rav Gavriel Zinner, however, permits music on Sunday evening as well. So basically like this. So Sunday night, you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. You're allowed to get a haircut. You're allowed to wash your clothes. You're allowed to bathe. Music is a machloikas. I think I saw recently that Rav Hirsch Shechter Shlita allows one to listen to music Sunday night. But everyone agrees Monday morning, on Monday afternoon, that would definitely be allowed. So it's a shayla about music. So definitely if music is important to someone, they definitely have what to rely on. Just to end off on I don't normally do this, but just to mention a little bit of Hashkafa. I mentioned this in the shul in Hashivenu a few weeks ago, that this time of year, these 3 weeks, these are weeks that the Lubavitch Rebbe talks about this, and Rav Wolfson talks about this, and a lot of Chashavah Rabbanim explain this on a pnimius level, on Bederech HaChassidus. These 3 weeks, although they're very, very negative weeks externally, internally there's a lot of Kedusha in this week's. And internally, these are very holy weeks, as the Medrash tells us that Mashiach is born in Tisha B'Av, and the Chasam Sofer tells that on the Shavas of Atamas, the beginning of the 3 weeks, is when Rus married Boaz, and she became pregnant, which the beginning of the Messianic era begins on Shavas of Atamas, and it culminates on Tisha B'Av when Mashiach is born. So on a panemius level, these are very holy days. It just means on externally, they're very sad. So Lubavitch Rebbe used to say that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shavas, as it does this year, and Shavuos Pratamas also falls out on Shabbos this year, it means that it's a very holy time, because it means that even externally they become holy. Meaning it's a little bit of a taste of the times of Mashiach, when these days will be holy both externally and internally. Now, normally these days are externally sad. On Tisha B'Av is normally externally sad, but this year, where Tisha B'Av Shabbos, where even externally it's a day of Simcha, and the fast is postponed, it's a little bit of a taste of the times of Mashiach. So Bez Hashem, we shouldn't have to fast this Sunday. It should go from Yagin L'Simcha Me'ev L'Yomtev. But this today's halachas is in case Lo Yaleinu, if Mashiach doesn't come by then, these are the halachas. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.